Hey guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat. It is a Monday, the 5th of October 2020. Still 2020. It's just flown past. I'm Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars, and welcome to today's Steel Wars Live Hyper Chat. Hey to everyone in the live chat on YouTube. Who we got? We've got Emily Lynn, we've got Tracy Moon, we've got Stephen Mirren, one Marvel fan, Sean Hoffman, Mary Reed. How you doing, everyone? We've got a bunch of stuff to talk about. Disney Europe has let the space cat, the Loth cat out of the space bag on Rosario Dawson being in The Mandalorian on their social media. We'll talk about that. We've got Moff Gideon's full outfit revealed, and also the Mortar Trooper, which will be a new Stormtrooper in The Mandalorian for this season. We will be talking about all that. Sam Carey's here, Stuart Lightfoot, Catherine Neen, Gungan Dungeon. That's a hard one to say, maybe. But hope everyone's weekend was great. You might be watching this live or on demand on YouTube or live on demand on Facebook Watch or Twitter Periscope, or all our Monday live streams are also in full audio on just the normal Steel Wars podcast feed on iTunes, Downcast, all those good places, and on our Patreon. Now, if you are listening on the normal podcast feed, the Monday episode goes up to all our subscribers on iTunes. And then the other four, the audio only is for our Patreon feed, which you can become a patron and get all those in your ear. It's going to be an extra at least 3 hours of daily Star Wars audio content just for $1. At patreon.com/steelwars, or you can go up to $3 and get every bit of bonus content we have ever done, every episode, and there's only over 600. I should also point out that this Saturday night, I think it will be 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, we'll be doing a live premiere of the new Star Wars U by podcast, with me and Horst Burkhart going through all the Star Wars news in at the end of 1982 we're up to. We're going through the Star Wars year by year book, and we do sort of like a page every episode. We talk about the news in that era, go off on tangents, always bring up Dash Runda. It is the good stuff. Dave Moore's here. Finally get to catch you live from Edinburgh. I think you said like from Edinburgh, but I feel like you're meaning to say live, but you like it, so you wrote like instead. So I'm normally working. Well, glad to have you, Dave. All right, let's get down to it. Disney Plus, listen. Let's go to the screen share here. Castle Run Transmissions, our buddies, Corey and Noah, falsely report that our Disney Plus Denmark Instagram story confirms Rosario Dawson and Timothy Oliphant for The Mandalorian Season 2. It was actually Disney Germany. So I'm just going to pull them up there, you know. That's what I feel like I have to do. But, you know, whenever I try to correct buddy Noah on anything.
I don't know what people are talking about.
So it's very hard. It's very hard. But let's go to the sound. This is on their Instagram story for Disney Plus Germany. Listen for those credits.
Sasha Banks, die amerikanische Profi-Wrestlerin, ganz neu. Aber vor allen Dingen freut euch auf die zweite Staffel von The Mandalorian mit Timothy Rosario Dawson und Sasha Banks, der amerikanischen Profi-Wrestlerin. Ganz neu.
So, two possibilities. That Disney Germany get all their Star Wars news from Slash Film, or they've been told this and they're not meant to pass it on, and they let it slip. It is puzzling that I know like in America they're so regimented and stuff, Disney. So it is weird that things like this slip through the cracks. I'm hearing light buzz about a second trailer next week, but who knows? People have predicted these trailers and been burnt before, but hey, there could be a trailer every week, but there could also be one next week. That's the light buzz. So I think it's we're all without a shadow of a doubt. I feel like that this is happening. I did, when I was looking for a photo of Rosario Dawson for the thumbnail, came across this doozy. Let's bring this one up, of her at striking a very Ahsoka-ish pose at New York Comic Con last year. So that I guess could have been when they were in the thick of filming, but she's got the beanie on as well, so it sort of looks like the Lectus sort of thing. So very, very exciting. Kessel Run transmissions. Big sad face. Paul Ponte's here. That's cool. Which bit are you sad about? Is this Corey or Noah? Because if it's Noah, then I'll play the special thing for him. You know.
Grasping for straws.
It looks
right there. Sam Carey says, "Hey Steel, what do you think about Toro returning as the main villain for season 2? I would question villain. That's where I'd bring you up. I would question villain. Kessel Run transmission saying that's Shade Steel. Oh well. I another bit of news that's coming out is who's writing what. And this leads to some speculation, which I agree with. I was talking to Corey from Kessel Run Transmissions, and I've molded his theory, which I agree with, into mine for a mega theory. But first, let's just review this. This is on the Writers Guild of America. They post up, they're looking after their writers. They're crediting on their website. And this reveals that the writers for the episodes 1 through 4, written by Jon Favreau, episode 5, as it was in the first season, written by Dave Filoni. Will we ever? Could Filoni do a Toro peep and bring back Calican? Match up, poetry, it all connects. Episode 5. Gungan Dungeon says, no one's ever really gone. So true. So you got Filoni writing episode 5, Favreau's back for 6, and Rick Fumiwala, oh my God, I check this out. I've been
hiring for your small business. If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Going to this, I'm like pathetic at pronouncing stuff. So I'd actually brought this up to help me. And I thought it was going to, but I just bailed it. This is the pronunciation website and how to pronounce Rick's name. Framuia. Oh, I don't know. I've got a speech impediment. It's I don't know why I talk, because not good at it. So but Rick is writing episode 7 and then the finale, written by Jon Favreau. So what, my boy, Corey, he came at me with this, and I hadn't really given it any thought until he mentioned it. But with Dave Filoni writing season 5 or episode 5, that, I don't know. I think it's a fair call. Corey thinks, I agree, I'm going to back him up, that episode 5 will be the Ahsoka episode. Because, you know, Filoni birthed this character way back for the Clone Wars movie, or the Clone Wars series. It got turned into a movie. And it would stand a reason he would write her first episode back, or only episode. Who knows? However, I feel like there is going to be a shocking thing at the end of episode 1. And I think it will be possibly Sasha Banks setting Din and the child on the path to find Ahsoka Tano. I believe towards the end of the episode, Ahsoka Tano will be mentioned or shown in one of those little bow. So I feel like we're going to get a mention in episode 1. And then we'll be seeing her in episode 5. Joel Davis says, I disagree slightly. I think episode 5 will be the Boba Fett Tatooine episode, just like season 1 was the Tatooine episode. Yeah, maybe Ahsoka's on Tatooine. I don't know, but I just can't see. I'm just predicting episode 1, we're going to be hearing the name. We're going to know that she's coming up, that she's a chess piece back again in the Star Wars universe. Oh, Emily Lynn says, this is just brutal. Good to know beforehand which episode will be my least favorite. You seem, Emily, your user pick, you seem so pleasant. But these chat comments, Oh, I do have to say, Friday night, we did a impromptu late stream. My stream during the day didn't come together, so I did one late. Emily joined me, and then I sort of put out the call if anyone wants to call in, and Maria, Catherine Neen, Josh Chapman was around for a little bit. And I ended up having to leave, and Emily and Maria and Catherine did a great job just talking Star Wars. And I'm in negotiations with Emily to do that as a separate live stream more regularly. And it was pretty fun. I will give you just a quick window into what got. This was the Hyper Chat on Friday. So if you just want to see some bizarre stuff, this is what we got up to last Friday.
Atheist Bear.
If you just keep this going, you're going to bankrupt Atheist Bear.
No, I can't see any more money. Like, I can't. Like, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 legitimate, I think. So that's 6. That's 11.94. Thank you, Atheist Bear. Appreciate it, buddy. Hey, you've already said that. Okay, if you are just listening to this, you've got no chance.
Nobody is listening to this. Jill, what?
Lots of fun. So it's still playing in my head. I just turned it off. That was it was very Inception. And I think that's another super chat from the Atheist Bear. Tracy Moon says that was a fun stream on Friday night. Not sure if that could be taken the wrong way since Steele wasn't there for a good portion of the episode. Oh. I started that comment. Thank you, Tracy Moon. I thought that comment was going to be nothing but pleasant, but we ended up there. Now, what can we go to? Okay, let's check out some costume reveals that have come our way from Advanced Graphics, which is one of those standee companies that do the standees. So they've released their upcoming Mandalorian range, or maybe it is out now. Is it out now? Feels like it's out now. I'm seeing everything seems to be adding to cart, but we do get a few little glimpses of some cool new costumes coming at us from the Mandalorian. This is advancedgraphics.com. And, you know, you got your, I loved these standees when I was sort of like in my 20s and stuff. I had a R2-D2 and I thought it was the best. I thought it was so, so good. You know, you got your child standee. I'll give them a bit of a sizzle plug for using their site. $25. You can get the child. I got to say, I wouldn't mind that. That is pretty sweet. But let's go to some revealed things. IG-11, Kuehl, AT-ST Raider. Okay, I checked this one out before, and I was like, oh, my God. A standee of an AT-ST. That is going to be huge. But then I was blown away because what is huge is the guy they've got. Look at this dude. He must be like 20 feet. That's incredible. That guy should be doing something else with his life and not modeling standees. That is just, he's just wasting his talents. The Armorer, but let's go to Moff Gideon. Check out this full deal of Moff Gideon. See if he's... This is the weirdest one. Look how happy this guy is. I want a Moff Gideon now with how stoked this guy is next to his Moff Gideon. But that is a pretty sick, if you're just watching the, if you're just listening, sorry, to the podcast, you're not seeing much, but that's why you can just click the link in the show notes. It will take you to the video on YouTube. You know, he's got the chest plate. He's got a sweet cape with a red trim, high wraparound boots. Looks like he's just may have dropped a Star Wars logo between his legs. But this is one thing that instantly came to mind with, you know, Moff Gideon. He's got the Darksaber. I feel like Giancarlo has hinted that he's going to be force sensitive in some way. Now, check out this costume. Could it be that Moff Gideon also has a sweet helmet like the Inquisitors, and he is an Inquisitor? If so, thank God. Thank Filoni. Or Filoni should be thankful that he's got the Darksaber and doesn't have to utilize the helicopter saber. Oof. Zero buys. I guess I've got to get like a full-size one of those helicopter sabers for my worst moment in Star Wars shelf. So, yeah, Moff Gideon looking super dope. Then, oh, Elijah Neal says, that costume design with the Darksaber will look great. Gungan Dungeon says, I need a Hot Toys Moff Gideon figure in my life. Stat. Elijah Neal says, if he's an Inquisitor, I better see some lightsaber flying. No! No! I don't even like how high the Mandalorians can fly on their jetpacks. I like my jetpacks a bit more contained. I always thought the Mando ones were more boosts, like to do space boosts and stuff, but that's just me. We all had our head cannons. It's very weird that the Mithril, that he's got a standee from, he was the blue dude from the first episode. And look at that guy that's teamed up with him. Look at him. Perfect. Perfect strangers. He's white with a beard. He's blue with gills. They're the original. That's the Odd Couple theme for everyone under 40 or whatever. And then a cool little reveal here of the mortar. Stormtrooper. So I would imagine this guy is into some heavy artillery, given that a mortar is one of those little setup cannon deals in the World Wars, you know, all that stuff, all that ugliness. But yeah, so if you're just watching or listening, why do I keep confusing that? You've sort of got a classic white stormtrooper with sort of a clone trooper-esque yellow tinting down the front of the helmet and a few little highlights. He's got a general's or a commander's pauldron. I'm not sure what that means, but I'm sure he earned it. And a backpack with what looks like it's got some sweet grenades. Catherine Neen, great point. Where do we get the standees of the people standing next to them? That would be a good use of the advanced graphics license for sure. This is so weird. That 20-foot guy that was standing next to the full-size AT-ST, for some reason they've photoshopped him back to 6 foot for a photo next to the mortar trooper. I don't get it. It's so confusing. Stephen Byrne doesn't like it. He says it looks like it came from a video game. It looks like it came from a George Lucas movie in 2002, to be honest. And then we've got one more little leak of a standee from an episode, a season one character. Oh, yes. Look at that. That's going to be a great standee. That will have to be charged extra. Hey, we have to sing it. If we're watching, you can't watch any more Toro Calican than this, so... Toro, watch. What a bounty hunter. Toro, watch. Handsome guy. Toro, watch. I took him down. I took him down. I didn't want to lose any streamers there. So that is that. We have sort of gone rapid fire through all this stuff. So got any questions, you guys? Got anything you want to talk about? Got any other news items that maybe we have missed? While we wait for such input, if you're enjoying the daily shows, if you just want to support them and you watch them on YouTube, or you would like to get them in your ears so you can listen to them in the car in podcast form, from Monday through to Friday, please contemplate, ponder, give it some thought. Patreon.com/Steel Wars. $1 gets you all the YouTube content as well as every interview we've ever done direct to your podcatcher of choice. $1 a month, that's all it is. Or for $3, you get all our bonus content as well, which is over 600 podcasts. Episodes and supports, seriously supports me being able to do this continually. So I really appreciate it. Sean Hoffman says, someone should Photoshop him into, and this is Toro, into a Jabba slave costume and get Steel a print. They definitely should. Standee. Sam Carey, good question here. What is your dream Star Wars movie TV show? Okay. My dream movie is whatever Rian Johnson was writing. I want to know what that is. And I want to watch it in a theater. Yeah, that's what I'd like to see. Like, that's my dream. I loved The Last Jedi. I thought a far more amount of people would have liked it if they weren't so attached to Luke Skywalker. And to see what he could do unbinded by all the weight of the characters and all that would be tremendous. I have full trust. TV show, I'm going to go for mine. My dream is that the Mandiverse, the Mandalorian streaming universe continues for, like, in our time, in real time, for the next 10, 15 years. They've got this chunk of time to fill out between Return of the Jedi or between The Mandalorian now. No prequels. Don't jump back. Until The Force Awakens. And, like, it's the number one streaming show when it's on. Go with the flow. Keep it continuous. Splinter out. Bring people back, characters back for mega events, your Infinity War or, you know, that type of thing. I know, like, in the Flashiverse or whatever it's called, they have all the shows join up for crossover things. That would be tremendous. I would love to have Sebastian Stan come in as Luke Skywalker and fill out his years, but that would be my dream TV, is just an ongoing universe that can interweave. You know, The Mandalorian can finish up, but perhaps, you know, in 2 years' time after that, The Mandalorian can come back in someone else's show. That would just be so fun to watch. It'd be so fun to follow. And that'd be onto a winner. It is going to be hard for them to keep stop starting, introduce, hey, we're in this part of the galaxy now, we're in this timeline. So to have this flowing thing would be tremendous. Matthew Moll says, when is the Patreon questions coming back? I will do that on Thursday and have it run as Friday's live stream. So I think if you haven't got questions already in, Matthew, it's if you're a patron, $1 up, you can set a topic or a question or whatever you want in the Q&A, and we'll get to that. Marvel fan wants to know, have you ever heard the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise? Yeah, I've heard whispers, buddy. I've heard whispers. Gungan Dungeon, which patron tier to get you film yourself landing a tray flip? Hey, dude, sign up. Are you? I don't know. There is on my Instagram, not my Star Wars one, but on my other one, which is just Steel Saunders, there is an Instagram of me. It'd be in the last 20 of me doing a fakey tray flip. So you could check that out. Paul Ponte. Good question. Oh, I don't even know. Hey, Steel, what 80s wrestler would have made a great addition to Return of the Jedi? Ooh. I would, you know, when
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it always sort of freaked me out when C-3PO and R2 were getting taken to the dungeon and the tentacle went around C-3PO, and it kind of reminded me of this Olivia Newton-John film clip that was around the same time of all these hands coming out like that. But that always freaked me out. And do you know who else always freaked me out? George the Animal Steel, even though we shared a name. We spelt it the same way. We still do. Get George the Animal in one of those cages trying to get it at C-3PO. I think that would be a great little cameo. Sam Carey says, I 100% agree. I have no idea what he's talking about. Oh, okay. My Star Wars dream movie TV show, which he asked the question. So thank you, Sam. Oh, here we are. Paul's still going. What late 90s wrestler would have made a great addition to the prequel trilogy? Oof. Late 90s. So that's Attitude Era. I could see let's get Diamond Dallas Page on the Jedi Council. Hey, we could do with his positivity. He could have sorted, hey, Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker, I don't think would have turned to the dark side if Diamond Dallas Page was there looking after things. Elijah Neal says, this is just me, but I'd like his trilogy to happen. The Last Jedi was solid in my opinion, but I feel like he'll make something amazing if it's his own story. Wait, this is just me, but I'd like his trilogy to happen. The Last Jedi was solid in my opinion, but I feel like he'll make something amazing. Okay, if it's his own story with his own original characters. Totally agree. We joke about Baby Yoda being part of Rey's Jedi Order, but never say never, I say. If I saw Rey with Baby Yoda, that would be very unexpectedly surreal. This seems like such separate parts of the universe at the moment. Elijah Neal says, random question, but what's your favorite Simpsons episode? I gotta go off Monorail. Monorail is so good. And from memory, like before they get to the story, you know, they used to have like 3 minutes of just random stuff at the start and then the story would sort of start. The jokes at the start of that are exceptional as well. But like the story and the comedy and the references and the like the guest actors, that's a stunning episode. It is stunning. And it just gets funnier as time goes on and you watch the news. Paul Ponte says, DDP, sell 5-5, brother. Bang! Would Hulk Hogan make a better... Oh, Tracy Moon. Would Hulk Hogan make a better Chewbacca or Darth Vader? Oh. I'll go with Darth Vader. Just judging on Thunderlips in Rocky III, he was very stoic and giant. So I would go with Darth Vader. Braxton says Ryan's trilogy now. Paul Ponte, Monorail or the Treehouse of Horror with Devil Flanders are my favorite. I do have to say, what other ones are bangers? The episode, is it where Selma dates Troy McClure? No, is that right? Anyway, the bit with the Dr. Zaius, the Planet of the Apes musical, like that's that the Doctor that the Planet of the Apes musical bit is like that was an unfathomable level of just hilarity. I remember watching it for the first time and I thought I was going to pass out. It was like, there are apes breakdancing. It was so good. And, can I play, well, what is it? Can I play the piano? Oh, will I be able to play the piano anymore? Well, of course you can. Well, I couldn't before. You're kidding me. You're kidding me. Catherine Neen, great quote. The ring came off my pudding can. Take my penknife, my good man. Sam Carey says, hey, Steele, who's an actor that hasn't been in Star Wars that you would love to have a role in Star Wars? I had one the other day. Oh, well, Sebastian Stan. There you go. That's my go-to now. That's my go-to. I would like to see Ronnie Chang in The Mandalorian for several reasons, but it would be amazing. He would just be so good. Chang for Mando. That's what I'm saying. Tracy Moon, Simpsons, Tamako, good episode. Elijah Neal says, yeah, Monorail is great. I love the Monorail song especially. My favorite episodes are 22 short films about Springfield, also very good. Bart After Dark, Homer versus the 18th Amendment, and Bart Gets an F. I can't remember what all these episodes are now. Like the names to, like unless they say, like Monorail. I don't know what that one is. Is it even called Monorail? I don't know. What character, if any, would you bring into canon from Legends? Are you kidding, one Marvel fan? Dash Rendar, bro. The original over-the-shoulder gun touter. Do not play. Hey, let's wrap it up because, you know, I think this episode's gone on
long enough.
And we've all got to get on with our lives. That went far smoother. Hey, if you're enjoying the show and you can just support through clicks, we love having your patronage. But if you just want to support with a thumbs up or you want to ask a comment below on YouTube, I will get back to you. Do not doubt that. But give us a thumbs up. It gets more people to see it. And we can do cooler things. You know, I'm just starting a month in to doing these daily live streams, so I'm sort of going for the marathon rather than the sprint. So if we're, as long as we're just gaining a few subs every week, we'll be doing fine. But how I believe it works, the more you interact with each video, thumbs up, comment, or, you know, then it will bump us up the, so it will appear instead of those other videos, which, hey, it serves me, but which I feel like might be a better deal. You can live stream with us, get in the chat daily every weekday, 4 p.m. West USA, 7 p.m. East. It is 9 a.m. in Australia, Tuesday to Saturdays due to the time jump. And in the UK, we are on at the sweet time of midnight. There is some good Simpsons quoting going on here, but Marvel fan sums it up with, "May the force be with you," but that one's already copyrighted. So we will go with, thank you very much, and may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.